to have you here, and what a big day it's going to be. A lot to talk about. Scott Pruitt's big day. Bill Cosby's guilty. There's a Tom Brokaw bombshell. The Avengers Infinity War on the way to being the biggest opening of a movie ever. But nothing outshadows Korea. Nothing outshadows Korea. Dateline Pyongyang, South Korea, from the AP. The leaders of North and South Korea played it safe Friday, repeating a previous vow to rid the North Korean peninsula and the South Korean peninsula of nuclear weapons, but failing to provide any specifics thus far. In a sense, this vague statement, historic statement, because Kim Jong-un walked across the border, walked across the DMZ, walked into South Korea the first time a leader from North Korea has stepped foot on southern soil since at least 1953, when the war between the two sides ended in an armistice. Not a peace treaty, but an armistice. They met for a historic meeting and said it's time for a nuclear-free Korean peninsula through complete denuclearization. They were vague, which is good news for Donald Trump. It's good news for the president because it sets the stage for the summit between the United States and the North Korean dictator so that Donald Trump can be the man who completes the deal that brings the nuclear threat on the Korean Peninsula to an end. We are standing on the precipice of history. We're standing at a place that that most people never thought would ever happen. Now, there's plenty of skepticism, and there should be. North Korea has made deals in the past that it walked away from. North Korea has led people to believe in different countries that they would pursue peace, and instead they pursued nuclear weapons. This seems different. This seems different to me, and it seems different to a lot of other people as well. Kim Jong-un said he felt like he was firing a flare. At the starting line, in the moment, the two Koreas are now writing a new history in North-South relations. Peace and prosperity, he said. And this is an age ushered in by the new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who was, in fact, confirmed yesterday. It is a whiplash, really, in the relations for the Koreas, from nuclear threats and missile tests to intimations of peace and cooperation. We have come a long way in a short period of time. From Donald Trump threatening nuclear devastation of North Korea to Kim Jong-un walking across the border to shake hands with a red carpet, a blinding red carpet, if you will, from the South. Kim himself acknowledged the widespread skepticism over the summit. We have reached big agreements before, but we are unable to fulfill them, he said. There are skeptical views on whether the meeting today will yield meaningful results, he continued. If we maintain a firm will and proceed forward hand in hand, it will at least be impossible for things to get worse. And that part's true. Kim and Moon, in their talks, said they will have more meetings. Moon spokesman Yoon Young Chan, with Kim joking that he would make sure not to interrupt Moon's sleep anymore, a reference to the North's drumbeat of early morning missile tests last year. Kim also referred to a South Korean island that North Korea attacked with the artillery in 2010, saying that the residents of that island, who have been living in fear, should not fear anymore. You know, these are possible historic times. I've been talking about this for many weeks with you, but again, I cannot overstate how important this could be in the history of world events. You look at this. The Korean War started in 1950, 68 years ago. For 3 years, we battled South Koreans side by side with Americans, battling North Koreans and the Chinese. And now, They say they're ready to sit down. They're ready to sit down with the United States, so says Kim Jong-un, and take this historic step, possibly with the Chinese, but they're ready to have this conversation. So we should embrace this conversation. We should encourage the president. We should encourage Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and all assets that it may take for the United States to get this done. Now, I had somebody ask me, what do you do then? How do you get rid of Kim Jong-un? And I go back to what I said before. You offer him an exit. Offer him, I don't care if it's $1 billion, and a chance to leave with dignity, to step aside, to allow North and South Korea to move forward, to get rid of the dictatorship, to allow him to live in opulence if that's what it takes. If he's the one that brings peace to the table, let him live in opulence. Let him walk away from decades of dictatorship. Let him live quietly or as loud as he wants in a mansion in Korea. Who cares? Just move him out of the way, whatever it takes. It's time for the American soldiers to come home as well. Tens of thousands of Americans have stood on that peninsula since the beginning of the war in 1950. They've stood on the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, for 65 years, staring across the line at their enemies. The chance of an American soldier living more than 30 seconds was almost nil if a war had ever broken out between the two Koreas. It never did. It came close. It's come close a few times. The closest might have been here recently when a missile was launched and thought to be heading toward Hawaii. It turned out later to be a false alarm. But can you imagine if a missile was heading toward Hawaii? What would an American president do? What would Donald Trump have done? Thankfully, we never got to that point. President Moon of South Korea says, there will be high expectations that they will produce an agreement that will be a big gift to the entire Korean nation and every peace-loving person in the world. Agreed. And how could you understate Donald Trump's foreign policy if this succeeds? His ability to put the Korean Peninsula back together. His ability to stamp out and obliterate ISIS. His ability to respond to the attacks in Syria. His ability to stand up on the world stage and be respected because he gets things done. There is trouble for the left in all of this. We'll see how they try to play it down and minimize it. But this cannot be minimized. This is history in the making, and you are having a front seat and witnessing it. It's a big day. 14 after, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you in part today by DTE. DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.